What's up, everybody? Just Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. How's it going? It's your boy Patch here, joined with the crew today.
What it do? What it do?
What's that?
Yo, it's Fred.
Hey, yo, BJ.
It's your boy Tim.
We have two ladies.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Wow. All right.
You thought you was fucking fucking too.
As of right now, Pat is being choked viciously
Patrick
by April.
Patrick is being assassinated by April at the moment.
Telling me to shut up. You lost your fucking mind. You don't know me.
We just witnessed
a
crime of assault.
Hey, this actually
killed
me.
Hey, and that is a great segue into our topic of how do we fix black marriage? Because now we have black women choking the shit out of black men.
First of all, he told me
how low can we get now?
He told me
women. This guy should kill a nigga. You better be glad I knew.
I thought this was gonna poke the hole. I thought Pat was gonna say, this is gonna kill a nigga. You don't even have to shut up.
Like, damn. Now, this is how y'all know violence is not the answer. Because I easily.
I wasn't trying to kill you. Oh, if I wanted you dead, you would be dead, sir.
Moral of the story, don't tell black women to shut up.
Please don't.
Say, please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet.
Please be quiet. Oh, may we sit in silence, my love?
Like,
you gotta say shit. No.
Yeah,
but today, we here talking about the red pill debate part two.
Yep.
Now we got two females here who believe in blue pill niggas, apparently.
How you just gonna just fucking put us in a whole category like this?
Shit, y'all in it.
You wanna get strangled again?
Hey, next time I'm stunning your ass, goddamn it.
And I will stab your ass.
What?
Right, not
well,
here.
Damn. Well, if she's stabbing niggas, it has to be a blue pill nigga, because he has to love the shit out of her.
It gotta be.
Bought me the knife.
That is the most treacherous. You stab a nigga with a knife, he bought you?
He bought you that knife.
And he bought me a gun.
Wait, I guess you shot him.
Wait, are you thinking about what's next? Wait, no, I know that nigga got his shit together. I know he got his shit together.
You got me blue.
You want to say it so bad.
Oh, yes.
He got to be blue pill. God damn. Like, I ain't going to lie. I have done shit like shit tested women just the same way like women shit test men, because like people act like they don't know what shit testing is.
But I don't know what shit testing is.
All right, let me
I probably do.
Let me give you both sides, and I believe women will be able to understand this.
Okay.
Starting with the feminine side, a shit test that a woman would do: you're on the first date.
Oh God.
Date happens. Date goes great. Laughter, smiles, googly eyes, all of it. Everything. Googly eyes and everything, all of it. Date ends. Check comes. She reaches for her purse. That is a shit test that women do. She is testing you to see the type of man you are.
Time out. I ain't reaching for a motherfucker's gun.
If I reach,
it's going to be for my phone.
Bitch, you fucked up.
But I understand.
Yeah, like, come on.
Do that, but
like,
not,
women do it. Like, women
would
like shit test.
I already, before, I'm gonna know before I go.
If I'm paying for my meal or not.
Like some
like
women.
If it's some friend shit, like, we friends.
Like, two friends going out to dinner, then.
But hey. Nah. I'm
reaching
for shit.
Y'all got older here, okay? They are more mature to the game, fellas, so you can't try. They done already been through your bullshit, as we can see. But for the young men out there, there are women that will shit test, like they will shit test you, young man. They'll reach for their purse and act like they gonna pay. Because if you make them pay, the pussy just dries up.
So what shit test do y'all do?
I just told you.
No, I'm saying mature women.
Shit test
a
man for what?
I just want to see who you are.
You
gonna
shit test?
Nah, that's bullshit.
You gonna shit test?
That's bullshit. You have to shit test everybody, cause I shit test women all the time.
Yeah, cause you do it,
don't
mean I do.
We all do it.
I
yeah,
no,
I shit test.
I
you
don't. Give some more examples. Give some more examples. I have shit tested my boyfriend before.
Okay, hold on, wait.
What'd you do?
Have you? Okay, okay.
I tried to see what he.
What'd you do?
I mean, we like. He was like, oh, I want to go to the outlet. I want to get some clothes. So he was like, go on, pick you out a little something. I always have money, so if I want to buy something, I can afford it. So I put my stuff down on the counter, got ready to pay for it. I have never got my hand slapped in public like a child before for getting paid, for paying for my shit. Yeah! He's like, the fuck you doing? I was like, I'm paying for my shit. He was like, no, when you with me, you don't do that.
That's a shit test.
It was a shit test.
It ain't something that's just bad. It's just called, I mean, I know it got a negative connotation.
So you trying to see.
But what you got to test the people that you with. Like, I know you. So wait, you telling me you don't test men to see if they going to be a man?
You ain't got no test for that? You just don't know you do it.
Maybe that's what I just don't know that I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't be like, let me see what this nigga going to do. Okay, that's a problem. Because then you don't know the type of man he is.
He
going to
naturally show me who he is the more time we spend time together.
But see, that's more time you got to waste. If you shit test him.
You ain't got to wait. And that's so bad, I agree with
it. Like, that's just a fact. Like, if you shit test, you ain't got to wait. I got a shit test I do on the first date. And I learned it off this video I saw. It was called, like, the 3-question test. And it's, like, 3 questions to literally get to know a person's inner values, who they think they are as a person, and their sexuality.
Okay, what are the 3 questions?
Like, the 3 questions are, like, what is your favorite color? What is your favorite animal? And what is your favorite selection of water? And when I say water, I mean, how do you like water? Do you like bottled water, a cup of water? Do you like the sea? Do you like a lake? Just any type of water. Do you like toilet water? Any type of water that you like, how do you like it? And every answer that you give from these questions has a specific thing about you. For example, I will go for myself. My favorite color is black. Now, once you answer these questions, you got to give 3 very deep reasons. Now, you can't just get no pussy.
I can't go on a date with you.
and that is cool. That's fine. But
like, I would literally be like, Fred, shut the fuck up. Like,
so do ask you, what's how you like your water?
I would ask niggas
like
that. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Like, I understand that, like, but like. And that's cool, but I'm trying to get to know this woman. Because, like, I'm telling you, these 3 questions, like, if you just follow me, they going to turn around. It's going to flip. Like, for example, like that's why I'm just using myself.
And then they got to give you 3 details as to why they chose the color blue.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
hell no.
Like,
why you like the color blue?
Like, for example, I like black. The reasons that I like black is it makes me feel comfortable. It keeps me in deep thought, and it's eternal. You change that color from what is my favorite color to how do I feel about myself. Then, once you go to what is your favorite animal, my favorite animal is a lion. 3 deep reasons why I love a lion. It's the strongest, even though it's not the fastest, it's not the biggest, it's the smartest, and it represents royalty. You change that question from what is my favorite animal to how do I see my perfect mate? Now, if you meet a man and he tells you his favorite animal is a butterfly, and you ask him why, and he says, oh, because they're easy to catch.
Yo.
Sorry. You might not want to go on a date with him after that.
Why did he catch a butterfly?
Like, you wouldn't even think about that. But just them 3 deep reasons to show you something. Like, just something that simple. Like, that's why I like lions. And that's what I want my partner to represent.
My favorite color.
And the last one is, how do you like, you know, water? And me, you know, I am a glass of water type of person. I like glasses of water for the simple reason, glasses of water are very purifying. They endure life.
Do they come from tap though?
And it's very relaxing. Like drinking.
Where did the water come from?
Nice Coke. Like I could pour Fiji water in a glass. Like, you know.
And they just drink out the bottle.
This nigga. This I ain't on a date with you niggas.
I'm just saying. So now that means you bougie and shit.
Will you shut up and listen?
That's what bougie
is saying. I like a glass of water, man.
That's what I'm saying. This is just for me. And I like a glass of water because.
Wait, you must drink tap water.
A glass of water.
Hell yeah. Hey, not, like I said. Hey. That's why he thinking
I'm not saying that would be my favorite water, but I'm saying, just, will I smack it? Hell yeah.
Okay, well, I want you to let you know that it has animal and human feces in it.
But anyway,
I'm not saying my favorite, but will I drink tap water?
Your immune system hella strong.
Hey, man.
But anyway, like back to the last question, you know, how do you like your water? If I say a glass of water because it's refreshing, it endures life, and it calms the world. You change that question from what is your favorite water to how do you feel about your sex life? If somebody tells you they like a swimming pool because it's everywhere. Every nice place has a pool. And you might know that woman might want you for your money, Kenfolk. She might not see you the way you want her to see you. Like, just them three questions teach you a lot about a person. So that's why I do like that, because that's interesting for me. And I like women who like intellectual and like to talk, you know, because that's just how I am. I like looking and gazing in the eyes and like getting to know who you are. That way I ain't got to waste my money, because I'm investing, because I'm type of man, I don't go half on dates. Like, especially like when I get to know you, because that's me setting the standard. Like, I feel like that's the standard I set for this relationship that we can possibly have. Friendship, whatever, but this relationship that we're trying to make that we can possibly take to the next level, I want to start the foundation off with, okay, I'm the stable one. I'm going to provide stability. You just come to the date. You just look pretty. Get dressed up. Neat. Have fun. We can go dance later. I love to dance. We can go paint later. I love to paint. We can do some other shit later if you want to.
Why you be dancing?
I like dancing in the house more. Like, if I
want to know what club they be dancing in.
I want to go to the club where they dance. And then somebody, because I got playlists and all this shit for this stuff. Yeah. I be doing this shit all the time.
Come on now.
So, like, you know, I want to get to know you on the first date so I can know if I want to keep going. Because I look at dating for me as an investment. Because I'm investing my money into you, no matter what it is. Because I have to. Because I want to date a woman. There's no woman you can date and you're not going to spend nothing.
That's why I always
thought. Unless she is just
first stage.
Like, I don't know how to. No, not even independent. If she independent, you gonna come up off mold because she don't need you. You gonna have to show her that you invested.
That's
you,
the shit.
Like, you for real gotta invest. Then that's a high quality investment, Kenfolk. Like, you'll get turned a dick in the breath real quick.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm just this female nature. I'm just being real. And them be the worst ones. The ones that don't ask for shit.
They be so worth it, though.
Exactly.
But my thing, I was raised this way. So, like, a lot of women are cool with, like, taking shit from men, like, them gifting them. I feel like you feel like I owe you something.
Right.
I can't. I don't want shit from you.
Can I ask you a deep question real quick?
What's up?
Do you think that's, like, a defense mechanism?
It is. Because I can't. Like we was talking about, I can't protect myself.
Yeah.
Like, even a man buying me a drink in the club, mm-hmm. unless I like you, I'm not going to take it. Because mm-hmm. I don't need you to follow me. You feel like I owe you something. So, nah.
So,
if I like you for you. I like you because I want to get to know you. And I think that you're a good person. But we can go on dates with you. If I like you, what you offer, I might accept. But other than that, I'm good.
Okay. Because I was just asking that because I feel like a lot of women have their defense mechanisms. Like, I don't feel like men put up defense mechanisms, really. I think, well, honestly, I feel like the only one we put up is, like, where the hoes at. That's the only male defense mechanism. If a nigga is caught talking about where the hoes at, he is not trying to settle down. That's our only defense mechanism. A woman's defense mechanism, pulling away, it'd be motherfucking boy. I'm talking about high graphic, bro. She got plays.
Oh yeah,
your ass.
She got
a playbook of defenses. Just when you think, bro, I'm right there at her heart, bro. I got the key. She done changed the lock on your head. You put that bitch in, I'm gone, bro. I'm finna go get a heart.
See, I knew this would happen. So I prepared for this.
That's Like, I'm so elusive.
Yeah, exactly. And like that's not.
As women, we gotta prepare ourselves for the worst.
Yeah, because I know if you want me, I can be elusive forever. If you want me, you gonna do what you gotta do. So make me understand that you for real.
But what he gotta do to make you understand that he for real?
Like really, really pursue me. Like really, let me know that I can trust you. You know what I'm saying? That comes from having conversation. It comes from having going on dates and, you know, really
hanging out,
taking
with each
the
other.
Time to get to know each other outside of sex. But as far as I'm losing, like, so, as soon as I see you with some bullshit,
so
wait. I might even still keep talking to you, but I'm not gonna fuck with you. Like, right. Really, really fuck with you.
So okay, so I got a question. The first thing you said was you want him to really, really pursue you. Like,
pursue me could be a good morning text. Yeah. Pursue me could be you saying, hey, you good, you straight today, you ate today, you know, your baby good. How you doing? How you feeling? Consistently.
Okay. So say I'm pursuing you.
Oh, good God.
And somebody else pursuing you. Mm-hmm. So if I pursue somebody else while pursuing you, and you catch me pursuing her, that's that bullshit that y'all talking. I'm just, in general speaking, that's the bullshit y'all be talking about. But it's like,
were you pursuing two people?
Yeah.
So my question is, all right, if he's pursuing you, what are you doing?
Running away.
Hold on, wait. This is where the red pill, blue pill come from with men. Y'all want us to pursue y'all, but you run it. Like, when I'm running a marathon, there's a finish line. I might pass the fuck out. And it could be a 50K marathon. I might have to slow down at 25, get some water at 35. But at 50, there's a finish line that I can cross. Now, if I get to the 49.
You need to know where the finish line is, basically.
Basically.
Like, if there is a finish line.
But there isn't no finish line if I get to the 49 mark and I'm right there and then you, boom, 60 now. Like, damn. Like, I just ain't even no water up here. It's
you
all
know
back
there. I'll despair and love more.
Damn. And I thought I was heartless.
And
I done took L's, like, we take L's too.
Y'all take L's.
Like, damn.
But the difference is,
everybody.
And the thing is, everybody has taken L's, but something else everybody has done has not gotten through those L's, haven't truly learned from all those L's, and don't project those L's onto their new partners. Like, why?
What healing?
If
all is fair in love and war,
why hurt?
Give him the same fairness you gave the guy that broke your heart. I know that nigga fumbled the ball, but don't make women like to put you in the game. Fourth quarter, you down 64, and you got to make a miracle. You
got to
make a miracle
all this time.
In the fourth quarter.
All is fair in love and war.
I think when women get their heart broken,
all is fair in love and war.
And
what they got to do with me?
I can't ask you no else. And like she just said something very real. You put yourself in it.
Self-accountability.
And it goes both ways for male and women.
Door is always open. It's always, you say, hey, I did this for you. You don't really want to fuck with me. Bounce.
But the thing is, it ain't that
it's
easy.
When you can't take it personal.
Like, for you, it may
for
be.
For me, it's niggas that I really gave a fuck about. You know me.
I know.
And all that shit was my fault because I did not walk the fuck away. Self-accountability. You say, hey, I like you. I really want to date you. If she ain't fucking with you like that, it's on you to hit the fucking door. That's on you.
That is true. That is 100% true. And that's what blue pill men need to hear women say. They need to hear women say things like this.
Now, if you let me keep stringing you along...
Exactly.
Not that I'm right. For for stringing you along.
You speak your peace, baby. Fetch. Speak your truth.
I'm not right for that.
Help these they need to know.
But if all you think fair. I ain't fucking with you, like you fucking with me, hey.
Leave.
Like everything that happened after that point is your fault.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what a lot of men don't understand. A lot of men have problems leaving. Like, women leave. Like, once a woman get her heart shattered, leaving ain't shit for a woman. A woman will stay with you and be done gone. That's how crazy it is.
Trust me.
They'll be in a whole relationship with you. Y'all going to bed every night. You holding her. She is gone.
Mentally, she
ain't even there.
Falling under the pillow.
Like...
I'm just keeping it real.
But I get what he's saying. And it's cold under that pillow. I get what he's saying. Like, man, it's hard for us to leave because we're loyal by nature. Like, by nature, we are loyal. Mm. By nature, men are loyal.
And black women take advantage of it, don't they?
Listen to me. Listen.
Get that deep part though.
Wait. Listen to me. Listen. Listen.
We speaking facts around listen, here now.
Listen. Before y'all get upset, let me answer my brother right quick.
Loyal by nature.
By nature.
Men in general, huh? What you mean to who?
To the people that live in our house.
To your family. No.
To women.
To your woman.
Yeah. Yes. To women.
Black women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
by,
even
by like, nature.
I believe every
get
black
the fuck out of here.
Every black man can tell you the first time they got their heart broken. And it's always some shit from elementary or middle school. It don't ever women heartbreaks, y'all should be no women heartbreak stories, y'all worst ones be coming in y'all like 18, 19 years, like around that age, you just get done out bad. Men, we not like y'all. Our hearts are not that strong. We can't just get our heart broken over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Why the fuck not?
Because our heart, did you not hear me? Our hearts are not that strong.
That shit hurt.
We gonna be in jail.
That shit hurt.
We gonna be in jail.
This, y'all, that shit hurt.
Like, no.
We get so strong.
No.
The fuck?
No, we not saying it doesn't hurt you.
Too.
We not saying it doesn't hurt you, but obviously... It can't hurt as much as you keep doing it. If you can tell me,
y'all enjoy the heartbreak half of the time.
If you can tell me at least three stories, at the least, if you can tell me three niggas who have just done you just bad, just drug you through the mud.
Talk about
this. No, I'm just saying this for any woman. If you can tell me three niggas that done you through the mud bad, the first nigga, I can't blame you. You didn't know the game. You didn't know niggas was treacherous. He knew how the game was. He got his heart broke back in elementary. You was all in love.
Say something else.
He done been like, fuck these hoes. He done been listening to all the music. Fuck these bitches. Do all this. You over there still listening to Cater to You and all that shit. Happy as fuck. Waiting to be loved. So the first time you get your heart broke, it ain't your fault.
No, it was $10, girl.
But the second, the third one, come on now. Men ain't going
that's
through this.
That's self accountability. That shit, it be my fault.
No, it ain't just your fault. It be more.
Females, period. Like, once you realize shit ain't, you know.
Shit ain't sweet, sis.
Like,
it's on you to walk the fuck away. If you gonna stay, stay and shut the fuck up.
I got a question. What do you mean by, you said earlier about you like toxic?
I said a little toxic. Just a little.
So we want something to pursue. Why be toxic?
That's
like
toxic.
Y'all like drama.
Well,
y'all
well,
don't,
might
not
love
the
toxic
bitch.
Don't say that. What people hear.
Why be toxic then? If that's the case, that's inviting drama.
That's a good
why
question.
Why like to invite drama?
That is a good question.
Because like this shit.
If you are starting your marathon saying it's gonna be a little toxic, only toxic niggas gonna show up to race. Cause
y'all, it's gonna sound bad.
Go ahead.
Speak your piece.
Speak your truth. This is stop me if I'm lying.
This is
don't lie.
It's gonna sound bad, but
go
at this point in my life, I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I done dated some niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I think you want a little bitch boy. Toxic niggas.
Okay.
I think that's what I like.
That's just what
being real.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But once you get to a point where it's like, okay, this type of nigga that I'm dealing with, this type of nigga that gets me excited, you got to know how to deal with this type of nigga.
Self-accountability.
You got to shut the fuck up.
Self-accountability.
Mm.
Don't be. You was talking to that girl over there that week. Oh, you spent the night with your mama for real? Mm. Shut the fuck up. Mm. If that's the type of nigga that you choose to do. And now, if I say, hey, I done got my toxic shit out the way, I'm on me a real man, guess what? You be a different type of shit. Different type of way that you deal with that person. Mm. Now, Fred, you got something smart to say.
Oh, my mama, because you just gave me so much.
I'm listening. But it's real. Now, that was
that's
a real
what
shit.
You like.
And
you can like what you like.
I'm going to be so honest with you. You can like what you like. And I'm glad you said that, because I ain't even got nothing real to say to you, because that's just you, and I love you to death. But men, I hope y'all listened very closely to the end of what she said. When she get done with them toxic niggas and want a good nigga, she will come for you at the end.
I'm not coming for nobody.
You just said if I get done, if I get the toxic out of my system.
That ain't what I said.
What'd you say?
I never said that it wasn't good niggas pursuing me.
But you just like them toxic.
You just like them toxic.
Yeah, you just like them toxic right
toxic,
now. You're 25. You just like them toxic right now.
Right. So I just said I was going to go and pursue a good man.
Because you want them toxic right now.
Yep.
But if you ever get tired of the toxic, what type of man you going to start choosing?
Non-toxic.
Choose.
Mm, see, look at them slick-ass words women love to choose. They all love to say shit. Yes, I choose my men, but I give pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
What? Who said that? I choose my men, but I give pussy.
No, there are actually women out there that think they can give pussy.
Okay.
It's literally impossible to give pussy. It's literally impossible. Please try. Please. I mean, I'm sorry, but if we just going off the truth, it's impossible to give pussy. It goes in. How do you give an entrance?
Now, pussy can give
a feeling. You can present it. You know, you can present some pussy. You can put some lingerie on it. Present that motherfucker any way you want to. You can cut my name in it or whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want to. You can present that motherfucker.
I do like the presentation.
But you can't give me pussy like you know, like I can't.
You know how said a girl, he ain't got to be to carve a nigga name into her pussy.
Tattoo.
Nah, I'm talking about like shaving.
Shaving. I knew what he was talking about.
It's very possible to get your initial shaving.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not
going to
happen.
I don't think it's okay. You don't have to do that.
But yeah, you can present it, but you can't give it. Like that's and like stuff like that is what makes women feel like they can be as strong as men or even at the same stature as men, because you think you can give pussy like we give dick, and you can't.
Mm.
Like,
see,
you can't. You literally can't. Like, I want to hear you say you can. Because I would love to hear just one way you could. Because all you can do is send a text message.
So
and present the fact that you want some dick.
So instead of dudes saying, I got some cutty last night, they should
say, I gave some dick. That would put more men will start respecting themselves if they start speaking with respect. You did not receive no pussy.
I entered into some cutty last night. Can a dude say
that's like the bat symbol. That ain't Batman. You calling for that nigga. You sent the eggplant. Well, all right, she just presented. She wants some dick. I'm on the way with dick. You gotta buy a dick. You can buy a dick. They just start making vaginas. Women been buying dicks for the longest. There is no value to dick. That's why you can give it. It's not valuable. Dick isn't valuable. Show me the OnlyFans model slinging his dick around making six figures in a month.
I'll wait.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, my brother Paul. Blur out the image and just show me the views. Just screenshot the views and show me the eggplant nigga that's getting six figures from just his dick. Dick is not valuable. Dick is not bad. You can just send an eggplant out to get dick. You can't just send an ass shot to get pussy. Unless it's just that easy.
Yeah, depending on the female.
Exactly. And is that female usually worth it? You usually have to work for the vagina that's worth it. You don't have to work for the dick that's working. All dicks work the same.
I'm saying it. I really wish.
Rub your ass on it. Get hard.
I don't know, man. Just not that.
We got to experience with the dick and out now.
I'm
got to bring the market for dick up, my nigga. We got to, you know what I'm saying?
No, no. Get I don't, honestly, up, honestly, you know? I don't think the market for dick needs to come up. I think the management of pussy needs to be better.
That's the word, management.
That's what I think. I think this. I think this poor pussy management needs to be fixed, because you can't just relegate men to dicks, because then that's gonna be feeding into the philosophy of women. No, we must keep the man in his mind. Now his mind must elevate, but not his dick. Let's not elevate his dick. That's just your dick. Every nigga got a dick. Every nigga don't got a smart mind. So keep that. But the management of pussy should be brought up. If women would manage their vaginas better, the dick game would be up. Wouldn't be no trash dick. Because you would have to have good dick to get vagina if it was managed properly. You ain't fucking for $40. You can get any dick out of here.
Any dick that got $40.
Appreciate that, my brother. Appreciate that. Stop me when I'm lying. Thank you so much.
Very interesting. Very interesting conversation.
So, I try to stay general just to show, like, I'm not trying to be biased. I'm trying to step out of my biases and just speak on both sides and tell the truth. Like, as soon as he said, oh, the value of dick should go up. No. Uh-uh. No, no. Your mind should elevate as a man, because that's what's going to attract women.
Well, that's the value of your dick going up, too, though. If your mind elevates.
And, but guess what? But guess what? If your dick elevate, where your mind go? To your dick.
Shit.
Sometimes. All the blood going to your dick every day. You just fucking not right. Doing shit with your life.
I done mastered that part, though. I can separate my hard dick from my mind.
This is facts. As you should be able to as a man. You should be able to do this. Man, most men hard. Don't. But because
it is hard. Take time.
The only reason men don't is because they don't have to, because they can get vagina so easily. It's so easy to get it. Like, why would I have to make my mind better? Why would I have to read books? Why would I have to know my credit score? Why would I have to want to buy a house? Why would I want to have to be better if I can get vagina anywhere I am?
Oh, facts.
Because I don't care what you say. If you could pull Rihanna in a cardboard box, you would. You would. Nah, as a man.
I do like food. I do need a stove and kitchen and shit. And they do like beds. If I should have a house, shit. I have Rihanna there cooking.
You might move Rihanna into that house. Yeah. But if you in a cardboard box and Rihanna filling you, you're going to be like, nah. You're going to get your shit to fuck together.
Hell yeah.
Okay then.
To get that little house.
Yeah, so she'll probably pay for everything.
Shit.
So my thing
then
is,
that's extra
perfect. I feel like more men should get into the mindset of stop worrying about what women want. Because women don't know what they want. Women have no idea what the fuck they want. And that is why I'm a firm believer of you should not be following no woman. You should listen to your woman. If she has valuable points that are going with the cause that we're trying to do, if we're trying to get an investment property and I want to go over here and my woman comes over here and say, "Babe, listen, I know that costs less, but if you pay a little bit extra, that'll pay off in the long run. Because you said you want children. 18 years, we'll own that one. And it'll just be paying us off." Now, as a man, I can't be no... Well, I could be a prideful ass man and be like, move. But if that's a smart decision, at that point, I'm still the leader. Because I have to make the decision at the end of the day.
I got a question. Did she stimulate your mind and your dick by saying that?
Oh, just save me money?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the perfect combination right
hell
there.
Hell yes.
Fucking after the conversation.
She just told me to spend more money to make more money in the long run. But you know this is my type of woman. You know this is my type.
Mm-hmm. It's a balance.
Like that's what I'm saying.
That one you can simp a little bit. You can simp.
Like thanks, baby. I'll get you a bag then. I'll be a simp this day. It's cool. Because that's gonna pay off. I don't mind simping with a ring on my finger. But if I don't have a ring, because I'm not looking to get married until 35. And at that time, I'm...
But you got everything?
Huh?
You got everything?
Oh, no, we broke up.
Oh, damn. Fred, you kicked me out the booth. Wait.
I'm so sorry.
It was just good. I was like 35. She gonna be on your ass. No.
See, that's the thing. I don't want to marry a 35-year-old woman at 35. Like, that'll be pointless.
You know, what?
You want to give them 28?
Yeah, like, why would I want a 35-year-old pussy at 35?
I see what you're doing. I see what
it is. As a man, I can make this decision. Exactly. As a man, this is a decision that I can make. I get my shit together.
22.
I'm successful. Women love successful, handsome men.
Would you get a 22-year-old? And I'm big
in chocolate.
And you're 35?
At 35, you think a younger a woman will be able to stimulate you like you saying you want
it? I can teach her. I just need her to be open-minded. I don't need her to be...
Most women.
You don't want to teach her to be something.
Yes, I do.
So you don't want her to come with her mind already?
Do I want
her to... You want to be able to, you know, put certain things into her. Yeah. But, like, you want her to come with her own mind and own mindset and life experiences?
Nah, because if she thinking what I'm here for...
What?
hey, hold on, brother, hold your horses. Hey, listen, I wish he wouldn't have said that because what I was going to say was going to fix it, but now it's going to sound better. I'm not going to say I don't want her to think because I'm needed, but what I'm saying is, you remember when I said earlier, women put a lot of emphasis on a man's mind because you need him to lead you?
Right.
I don't need emphasis on her mind because I'm not trying to follow
you,
her.
You won't.
If I'm the leader, like if I'm playing chess, I don't need my queen to be smart because I choose where it goes. I just need her to be open-minded and understand that what I'm trying to do is for the betterment of us. Now, if I do some fucked up shit and she starts thinking that I'm moving in a way where I'm being selfish, then that's why I got to take self-accountability and say I'm wrong. But as my wife... Like, if I've already built this for myself and I'm adding you to it, I'm not adding you to help me build it more. I got it. Like, I need you to think about my legacy.
That's what I said earlier. You told me I was wrong.
What do you mean?
When I was talking about me not needing someone, you're saying that you want a wife
that
you don't need because you already...
But
then set it up for.
But you want some missing wife.
So you're just saying,
wife.
Come on and add. But I need somebody to add.
But what I'm saying is... She needs me to add things she don't have. Like, men what? Like to... Okay, listen. Men like to feel like men. If you a woman... Listen to me. Men like to feel like men. It's hard to feel like a man moving your woman to a house when it's your first house, but she done been did this. She got a real thing in her phone. That ain't nothing new to her. She done already been out the country. That ain't nothing new to her. You ain't doing shit new. You just another nigga. You just another experience.
you have to be an addition.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what?
Damn.
Like, and the crazy part is, I get what you're saying, but the way that comes off to men and how we operate, it makes us feel less than.
Really?
Yes.
A woman who has like women, y'all love
to feel like an addition. Like, I met this man who was here, and then I came into his life
and he
elevated. Like, you may feel special from there. Like, women, Ashley, Carissa.
Me personally.
Like, Michelle Obama. Like,
okay, I get what you're saying.
So, like I'm
they
saying.
They
like,
elevate.
Yeah, like, that's how, but men, we don't look at it like that. Like, it's. Like, you feel a certain way like that, but I don't get... Like, me teaching her and her becoming a better woman, I'm not going to ever wake up a day feeling like, oh, you better because I came into your life. I'm not even going to wake up and feel that. There are women that will say that to their man.
It's men that will say that to their woman.
Yeah.
And,
I heard that. And how'd
you feel?
Not to me. Everybody said shit to me.
Oh, okay.
Michelle said that about Obama. She was like, she said he wouldn't be president if it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Obama had to eat that shit, too.
Damn.
But he probably felt like it was right.
Yeah.
She probably
got
him.
I can get that. Like they met in college. He already got him.
And I'm honestly a firm believer behind a great man.
She was the,
great
and, like, woman. This is why I said earlier, if I get a woman who knows more than me, I can still be a leader. You can't say Obama isn't the leader of the Obamas.
Right.
He just got Michelle there. She is probably the most brilliant political mind of the 21st century. If that's your wife as a man, hell yeah, I'm gonna take some executive orders.
Great ass first lady.
You can still do that.
It's like yes, I can have a smart, submissive woman.
If I was to get married, that's what I would be like. But I want a man that I can be submissive to.
But he has to feel like a man first.
Yeah.
And Michelle didn't have her own house. When she met Obama.
So what? I'm supposed to not have a house?
Listen.
It just hurt your qualifications.
You see that?
Don't
see
look good on resume.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Ashley, you see that flare that you had right there? You sounded like a man just then.
That's intimidating.
That is very intimidating. That's as a man, that's how we feel to other men. Oh, I got my own this, I got my own. That's how I talk to my niggas. I don't want my woman talking to me like my nigga.
I would say this to him though.
And bruh, that's why me and my girl broke up. Like, if I'm investing in your bills, have this, I'm not finna keep investing and you can kick me out anytime you get mad.
Well, I would've took all the light bulbs out there. And you ain't gonna enjoy it.
Hold on one second.
Tiffany,
the type of nigga, he'll take the light bulbs, the
donuts. I'm
paying
electricity.
I don't
know.
When they take
out
the
cans.
And you just got to
keep
your
own.
But.
Take the
thing.
My nigga taking the plumbing off.
The bowl thing
after microwave. I paid this water. I need to take out a shower head.
Like, man. Like, but you see what you made this man have to do? He had to go be petty. He had to go pull out the light. He had to choke.
I don't think nobody can ever beat me when it comes to petty shit.
No man can beat a woman when it comes to petty.
And can't no man beat a woman
and being petty. You are not gonna win with a woman, especially if her name is on everything, and she already did need you before.
Come on, man.
So. At the moment, she get mad at you.
You can leave.
All that soul shit she saw, nigga, she pissed off at you right now. You a nigga walking around right now, pissing her off.
Mm. Good.
Like,
nigga, you
should like, and that creates a bad environment for a man. Now I'm laying next to a woman that I don't even know if she loves me tonight. I'm going to sleep. Like, I don't even know if this woman, like, she just said she loved me last week. Now I don't know if she do, and I'm laying next to her. This woman could kill me.
In your sleep.
And shit.
God damn.
And probably wouldn't feel nothing bad about it. Probably might even get off with a couple good tears.
Volunteer man slide at the most.
Careful. Like, but like, that just makes you, like, that even makes you, like, even if you're trying to do right, like, self, look, self all right, I will pay this, I will pay that, I'll help you.
And
her name
and everything.
Like, you should come with your own
shit.
Like, if I got a house,
yeah, that's what men should think now. Like, men should have their shit together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. No man should be comfortable.
Like, I don't want you to live. I don't want nobody to live.
Like, literally.
Living off of one. Like, I don't think no man should ever be comfortable living off of one.
But what I'm saying is, at this point, is okay, it's cool to say you want them to have their own, and it's all right. But. We going back to marriage here. We got to move in sometime now.
Right. Are you going to keep both these? Build, but you won't be that insecure about
okay.
not having your own.
But see, that's the problem. A lot of women want to build in. Like, you got to show me you can build before.
Yeah, because you don't.
Like, I can't base my legacy off your potential. You ain't going to base your livelihood off the potential that I'm just smart. I got to show you some shit happening. I got to pull out my bank account and be like, look, babe, this is what the fuck is going on. Right here. This is the money that I got in my checking account. We can go date. The same as we ain't touching this shit. This is what I'm using for investing. This is what I'm using for this. I got to be able to show you some shit. So if you're not going to take a man off his livelihood, why do I have to take your personality off your potential? That maybe you will build with me. Maybe you will be submissive when it comes. Just get there, guy. Just make it to the finish line that I might push back. But when you make it, I'll be submissive then. You gotta run a whole marathon, a whole race, pursuing, hoping that she will. And that is hard. That's like running a race and somebody throwing bricks at you.
I done told you
12
times not to run that damn race.
Wait. Wait to answer your question, Fred.
This is why I have no problem
that's
leaving.
The game Stop running of love. It Sometimes it. It's possible. Yeah. That shit happens. You got it's an investment. You can invest just like an investment could go south and shit could turn south.
But the thing is,
it could go south.
It may sound like I'm talking to men, but I'm trying to help women the most here. Because simply, you're not going to outdo us. You can't. You have a clock. We don't. Like, you have a clock. We don't. We can stay healthy to 80 and push out kids if we want to. If a man said, I don't want to be married till I'm 60. I just want to fuck these hoes till I'm 60. I'm going to get Ron Isley. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to do Ron Isley. I'm going to get my Ronald Isley on. I'm going to just fuck the baddest of women that the earth has to offer until I'm 60. Mm. If I'm healthy enough, I can start an entire family. Entire family. At whatever age I choose. There's no age qualification on me. There's no age where it's like...
I need love.
I need love.
Listen, if I choose to get love, I'm the one that's initiated. Because out of you two beautiful black women, I don't think either one of you going to get on your knees and propose to no man.
Fuck no.
Exactly. So that means that it has to be offered to you. Just, you know, kind of like the dick. They got to give you a ring. Like, you can accept a ring. I can give you a ring, but you're giving pussy. That's not for y'all. That's for the women that believe it. But at the same time, so that means we control, like, when this happens. So I control when I get married at any time. I can want to get married tomorrow, meet somebody 6 months on down the line, get married, if I really wanted to. And any man can. Even if their relationship wouldn't start off the best, he might start off on the rocks. We might have to build from there, but fuck it.
We'll you can still put a ring on
it. It's it. Fuck it. But as a woman, you got to wait. And you got to hope. And if you hoping, and while you waiting saying, I'm not going to be submissive while I'm waiting, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. No.
No, that's what he just saying.
No, I'm not saying to you, but I'm saying to women who are listening. Like, there are some women who are like, oh, I'm not going to be submissive until I'm married.
Oh,
I ain't gonna let no man lead me until I'm married. You can't tell me shit until you my husband.
You ain't gonna be married.
If he can't tell you shit, he'll never become your husband.
Thank you.
You gotta become submissive.
Like, that's not
even
the man that you wanna marry.
Like, literally.
If you can't tell me shit, you can't tell me shit. And no point.
And there are women that block their blessings with their thought.
Damn.
Hey, man, you gotta get some more dick.
That right there, man. Episode Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Don't forget, review, rate, and subscribe. Most importantly, tell a friend.